There's a very unusual Rashi in this parsha. Rashi explains the concept of Shabbos. He explains it in a very unique way, and really answers a question that many people think of. You know, we say on Shabbos, "V'shomru b'nei Yisrael sa Shabbos," Shachris, that it's a sign, "Beini u'bein b'nei Yisrael o'isi le'olam." It's a special sign between us and Hashem. V'loyde satu le'goyehu arotzois. He didn't give it to the goyim, didn't give it to the other nations of the world. Didn't give it to the idol worshippers. Now, what is going on here? Hashem didn't give the mitzvahs to them altogether. We say, oh, the Shabbos is special. He didn't give it to the goyim. And the other mitzvahs, and Pesach, he did give. And Sukkot, he did give. And Lulav, he did give. And Matzah, he did give. What's going on? What are we saying? But the answer really lies in this Rashi. Because Rashi says, what does it mean? It's a sign between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. So Rashi says, "Ois gedoylo hi beinenu." It's a great sign between us. Shebocharti bochem, that I chose you to be my people. Banchidi lochem yoy menuchosi lemenucho, because I gave you as an inheritance my day that I completed the world for you to celebrate with me. In other words, he gave us an invitation, a weekly invitation, to celebrate his anniversary, or our anniversary, the anniversary of creation. Shabbos was the day that the world was completed, and Shabbos, by living in a state of completedness, where everything must be done before, we remember, we relive, we reflect, we testify that Hashem created the world in 6 days, and Shabbos, the world was complete. Now, what does it mean he didn't give it to the other nations? You know something? He should have given it to the other nations. You know why? Pesach, you know why he didn't give to the Goyim? Because they didn't go out of Mitzrayim. Shavuos, you know why he didn't give to the Goyim? Because they didn't receive the Torah at Har Sinai. Sukkot, you know why he didn't give to the Goyim? Because they didn't go for 40 years in the Midbar. But creation? Everybody's a beneficiary of creation. The whole world the whole world was created, and everybody in this world is part of that creation. So really, Shabbos should have been the gift to all of humanity, to all of mankind, because everybody is a beneficiary, benefits from that creation. But no, Hashem only invited the Klal Yisroel to celebrate that anniversary with him. It's an exclusive invitation. It's an exclusive celebration. It excludes everyone else, even though they really should be shayach. That's what it means. He didn't give it to the goyim, even though they have a shayches to it, because they too were created. But no, it's a sign. Shebocharti bochem, b'hanchidi lochem esyoy menuchosi lemenucho. It's a special sign that I chose you when I gave you my special day for you to celebrate with me. So really, Shabbos is a day that represents the unique relationship that exists between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. That even though we're celebrating creation, and even though everybody in the world should be equal participants in that celebration, but no, gave it only to us as a sign of that special relationship. You know, the din is that a ben noach sheshovas is chayiv misa. A goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Not allowed, even if a person is getting ready to convert and they're keeping mitzvahs just to practice the conversion, they have to make sure that on Shabbos they do at least one thing which is chilul Shabbos, because they're not allowed to keep the Shabbos until they become Jewish. Now, the Chazal give a moshel. They say a goy who keeps Shabbos is like a mashal of a king and a queen that are standing and talking to each other. And all of a sudden, some commoner decides to walk in between them. Just like this. Just walking between. He says, that's the equivalent. Because this is an exclusive relationship. And nobody has the right to interfere with that relationship. And if a non-Jew would be keeping Shabbos, then he's also invading the privacy of that relationship. That relationship is exclusive. Now, I think when we think, and young people think more in these terms of the burden of Shabbos, you know, as you get older and you work and you have heavy responsibilities and difficult challenges and problems, then the Shabbos becomes the day that you can't wait for. You wish it was Shabbos all week long because it frees me of all my difficulties. I can't do anything about it anyway. And I know that Hashem created the world, so I put my trust in the Creator who's in control and can take care of everything. And that gives me such a sense of menuchas hanefesh, of peace of mind. Young people, you know, they have other things they may want to do, and they find it a little bit restrictive. But when and if and when we find it restrictive, we should think about the privilege. Imagine that. If I'm the only one that's invited to this special anniversary celebration. You know, we can understand in very human terms, too. If this greatest of the king himself invites people to his anniversary celebration, and I'm fortunate enough to receive a personal invitation, wow, it's a pain to travel. I've got to go a long way, and you got to stay there, and it's the whole anniversary celebration takes 26 hours. The king invited me, didn't invite everybody else. Just me and my family and my brothers and sisters, and it's a whole different attitude. And I think that's the attitude that we have to have until we get older and we have real responsibilities, and then we see that Shabbos is a lifeline. People can't imagine, how can you go more than 6 days with all of your difficulties without a complete break in between, without like an oasis of sanity in a crazy world? It's so simple. It's so necessary. It's so critical. And it's something you can't do on your own. I have a friend who used to tell me he has this private condominium on some private island there, or a private beach on an island down in the Caribbean, something. And he would go there 1 week a year. And he told me like this. He sits on his private beach with his portable phone and his portable fax, in touch with his office, those are the days where they used faxes, all day long. He says, you poor, I don't know what, you can't even go on vacation. He has to be in touch with his office all day long. Shabbos, you can't be in touch with your office. There's nothing you can do about it. And that creates a state of absolute tranquility. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. I do everything I have to do before. Shabbos comes, there's nothing left to do. I'm not permitted to do anything. I can actually relax. I can actually rejuvenate, recharge my batteries. I can actually feel good about life. So that's what it is. And it's a special gift. It's so flattering because nobody else was invited to celebrate with it. So I think that, you know, maybe I should just make one snide remark. Forgive me. You know, people do say, what do you mean? I'm supposed to rest on Shabbos, and if I can't do the things I enjoy doing, then that's not rest for me. You know, did you ever hear such a line, right? I want to play ball. I want to watch this. I want to do that. I want to... So I'll tell you something. Rashi in Parshas Mishpotim says that svara too. He does. When the Pasuk says, Leman yonuach shorcho v'chamorcho, so he says, what's menucha for a shoer, for an ox? You can't muzzle him when he's walking so he can't pull out the grass, so he can't graze. Because he wants to eat. And you're taking away his menucha by forbidding him to eat. That's exactly what people say. What do you mean I'm forbidden to do the things I enjoy? That's not menucha. Does anyone know the distinction? That's about a behemah. For a behemah, if you prevent him from doing what he wants to do, that's not menucha. A human being can experience menucha on a much higher level. He could appreciate the privilege of being invited to Hashem's anniversary celebration. He could appreciate the privilege of testifying to the fact that there was a creation and there's a creator, and I can rely on that creator to take care of all of my problems. I can close my business on Shabbos. I could stop being involved with any of my responsibilities. I know there's a creator. There's a God in the world. He created the world. He controls the world. He's still involved with the world. He invites me every week to celebrate that anniversary celebration with him. And I can count on him to take care of all my problems. And until I can go back to work, everything will be under control. So for a behema, that's a good taina. For a human being, we're much more sophisticated. We can appreciate the privilege. We can appreciate the benefit. And therefore, that taina falls away. I hope Hashem should help that as we get older and take on more serious responsibilities, responsibilities that sometimes can be burdensome and overwhelming, we should be able to find that menuchas ha-nefesh, that peace of mind in the Shabbos. I just want to leave you with a little story which describes the extent of this peace of mind. It was written by a German poet, and I'm not sure what he meant, but I know what he captured there. he says that there was a Polish landlord, nice guy, used to visit his tenants just to see how they were doing. One Friday night, he came on this Jewish family, comes in, they invited him to sit down at the table, and he sees singing and talking and such a tranquility, such a beautiful atmosphere, the family together, and he was like overwhelmed. But he looked around the room and he saw it was leaking in from a few places. He noticed that their clothing was frayed. He noticed that the food was very meager, very sparse. The tablecloth was patched and the chairs were rickety. And he says, these people are living in poverty. He was so touched by the contrast between their poverty and their happiness and their tranquility and that warm and happy atmosphere that he felt at the Shabbos table, that he walks over to the Balabos and he says to him, one wish, anything you wish will be yours. Now, he could have had anything in the world from this man. He could have had money, he could have had a new house. He says, could you be so kind? The candle that we have in the middle of the table is bent over and it's dripping out fast and it's going to go out too fast and we won't be able to enjoy the family Shabbos meal together. Please be so kind as to straighten it up for us so we'll be able to continue enjoying the Shabbos. Now, I don't know what he meant, the author, but he captured what it was. This man's world was so complete. He was so fulfilled. He was so happy. He was so tranquil. He had no problems. He had no worries about the future, about his business, about his money, about his house, about anything. All he needed, all he could relate to was the question of what do you need? All he needed was a Shabbos goy. Somebody to straighten out the candle of him. Because on Shabbos, all of his needs are taken care of. The privilege of celebrating that anniversary and the knowledge that I'm under the protectorate of the Creator who takes care of everything. And the knowledge that there's nothing I can do about anything in my world that hasn't been taken care of before Shabbos gives me that sense of completeness, that my world is complete to the extent that I can't relate to the question of what's lacking. The only thing I could imagine lacking is that Shabbos goy to straighten out the candle so we should be able to enjoy the Shabbos more. That's the goal, and hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, that as we grow, and as we grow in problems, and as we grow in our own personal development, we'll be able to appreciate that more and more.